Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mash.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, final hour of the program. You can weigh in on whatever we want that we've hit on today. It's all Brady, all Patriots. What should the game plan be for the Patriots offensively? Put the kid in shotgun spread. It's how to attack this Tampa team. It's going to put him in the best position to succeed. Also, the highest risk strategy. Pass protection hasn't exactly been great. And it's his fourth freaking game on the biggest stage imaginable. And you're going to put him back there to throw it 60 times? So risky for sure, but probably the way to do it. And then the insider knowledge thing, which is just interesting. Who's got a bigger advantage, knowing whom better or who can use it more to their advantage? Brady on everything that he knows about Belichick and the Patriots or vice versa? Those are really the two big ones. Any other loose ends from the Wickersham drop and the Belichick stuff yesterday is also welcome. So to your phones, unless you have another thought, Maz, before I want to go to the people.
Let's hear from the people.
Okay, Tim and Attleboro. What do you got, Tim?
Hey, one thing. I know you guys do a coffee thing. Someone's got to give Mac a triple extra caffeinated latte because I swear he's got to be Bill Belichick's third kid the way he talks. He's going to drive me nuts because he's just like Belichick. And I want to do a Deckenhoff thing real quick.
Okay, Tim, try it out.
All right. John Deckenhoff here and the New England Patriots, home of George Washington, Paul Revere, Ted Kennedy. I want to hear them cannons fly. Go Tampa Bay.
Okay. Love you, Tim, but that right there is a perfect example of what won't qualify for the Deckenhoff off tomorrow at 2:30, 3:30, 4:30, and 5:30.
Something tells me that's what we're going to get.
What does George Washington have to do with Boston?
Nothing. Nothing. It was really Virginia Potomac, that sort of campaign.
He was number one. We're number one.
Not exactly.
That was the ball.
Give me Sam Adams, maybe. Like, you know, something like that, maybe.
Wow. We've got Junior in Brockton. Hi, Junior.
Hello.
Hi, Junior.
Yeah, I want to say, and Bill, I trust. Bill's going to go out there. We're going to be firing at Brady. We're going to put pressure on him. And it's going to be a close game, or we might even take it. And then we're going to see a lot of people's whole attitude switch up out here.
Well, that's true, Junior. If you can pull this one out, everything changes. Agreed. That'd be a great story.
It would be a great story.
I'm rooting for it. I'd love to see it because it feels like we're headed in the other direction. And so I hope you're right about that. But the whole thing about "in Bill we trust," we don't even hear that anymore, Maz.
No. Well, look, we shouldn't.
I mean, we don't hear it much.
Right. It pops up every now and then. But we shouldn't be hearing. In fact, I get annoyed when we do. This is one of those things where it's like...
He's got to earn it back right now.
Yes, they absolutely have to earn it back. And Perillo even did it yesterday. And I'm not dumping on Paul. I just to point out the recurrence of it. I'm guilty of it, too, from time to time. Paul said at one point yesterday, well, you know, they typically respond well in this situation. Who's they? Like, when we say they, we're talking about Brewski and Vrabel and Brady and, you know, lots of guys, Gronk, Edelman, guys that aren't here anymore. The idea that they're still sort of infused with this magic dust is a completely foreign thing now. It's just not true anymore. So they have to win that back. If they win it back, then yes, I understand Bill's still here, but Bill's been here since all those guys have left, and now they're, what's the record again? 10-15 the last 25?
Yeah.
10-15.
I mean, you know, and you watch them last week, they look like a team that didn't practice.
And I think they need an event. Like, they need something to spark them to go back in the other direction. And I mean, or it would help anyway. I mean, you could grind it out and just over time get that all back. But it helps with something that, you know, gives you that confidence, gives you that jolt of belief and all of that. They could really use that. It's been a while since they've had a win like that. It's been a long time since they've had a win like that. Maybe last year And it didn't really work, but they beat Baltimore.
Baltimore, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good win.
In that monsoon kind of game, it didn't really have that impact.
No.
Felt like it would have, though, because that was such a statement win at the time.
Yeah, they look, and we touched on this yesterday. There's a massive opportunity for them in this game.
You bet.
Massive. Their first 3 weeks overall have gone so poorly. If they were to come out and all of a sudden look good, play well against this team, and win, and I allow for that. I told you what I think is going to happen, what it is going to happen, are two probably entirely different things. I don't love their chances based on the matchup on paper. Tampa has way more talent, and they have the greatest quarterback of all time coming home to make a point. So I don't love the odds of that. But if the Patriots could ever swing it the other way, oh, gosh, you're talking about a season-altering win.
Colin in South Carolina. Hi, Colin.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Listen, this is going off of what Maz was just saying about in Bill we trust. And listen, this may come off as crazy, but do we think maybe the first 3 weeks you're looking at kind of a subpar teams, a Saints team with Jameis Winston not great? You think you're showing an offense and a defense that really isn't your identity yet? You're kind of using the chess match.
Yeah,
and you're all putting the chips in week four.
You're holding back. You're playing possum. You're saving the good stuff for the game that really matters. You better hope that's what it is. You better hope that what it is, and it's not that you just kind of stink. Because right now it looks like you just kind of stink. But, you know, hopefully you're right. I don't think you are. I mean, that is, again, that's given that's giving Belichick that deference. Like he's got some sort of master plan here. Like he's chess versus checkers. And this is all sort of some grand design that Belichick has cooked up. I don't feel that way about him anymore. And I'm surprised that some people still do. Leo in Indiana. Hi, Leo.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call in and talk about Brady's comments on Mac Jones today. When asked about Mac, he said, I haven't seen much of him at all.
Leo, hold on one second. Jimmy, would you hit it for us? Number 7, Brady was asked about Mac Jones. You thought he'd say some nice flowery things about an opponent. Usually that's what everyone does in this situation. Instead, this is what Brady did today.
I haven't seen him much at all. Yeah.
That's it. Simple question. You know, what have you seen of Mac Jones and what do you think?
I haven't seen him much at all. Yeah.
That's it. So, what, Leo, disrespectful, you think?
Yeah, I just thought it was weird because, I mean, you ask him about Belichick even, and it's, you know, sausage emojis everywhere, and then he gives that short little answer on Mac after speaking at length about anything else.
I mean, I'm with you.
Yeah.
To me, it's like, even if you haven't seen him, and you know, I mean, that's fine. He just got here. He's been here in the league 30 seconds. I get that.
I mean, they all have a stock answer to talk about any other player in the league. Oh, well, he's a tough competitor, you know, strong, whatever the hell, you know.
No, I mean, usually what you do is, I haven't seen much of him, but his college career speaks for himself. He's a national champion and a Heisman Trophy finalist.
I've heard good things.
I've heard great things about him, and he wouldn't be here if he wasn't up to it. I know we're up to a big challenge because the kid can play.
I haven't seen him much at all.
Instead?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him much at all.
He's nothing to me.
Like, Brady wants to bury him.
Wow.
Yeah, Brady, I think this entirely related. He's getting the Garoppolo treatment. It's the same kind of thing.
He's getting the Garoppolo treatment, Maz. Very good.
Again, Garoppolo was asked, you know.
I mean, it all goes back to him with you. You've got a thing, but I think you're right.
Yeah, no, it does go back to Garoppolo. I fully admit that. They asked Garoppolo, would you talk to Aaron Rodgers before a game to understand sort of the threat of a young quarterback? Oh, yeah, sure, no problem. What about Brady? Huh? well, you know, I mean. Brady looks at him like he's poison.
Yeah.
Well. I think anybody who is ordained as the successor to Tom Brady is someone Brady wants to hit over the head with a club.
Dean in Shrewsbury. Hi, Dean.
Hi. I think the earlier part of the dynasty, the reason Belichick is renegotiating these contracts is not because of what he wants, but because of the budget Kraft gives them. Any manager wants an unlimited budget, but the real money the Patriots spend is nothing, and I'm sure that's coming from Kraft.
Well, no, I mean, I totally, Dean, you're 1,000% right about that. Forget the salary cap. It's what Kraft's budget is. I mean, that's totally true. But within that budget, Bill can spend it however he wants. So he gets to determine whether Dante Hightower makes $10 million guaranteed a year or not. He gets to determine what Teddy Bruschi's salary is at the end. He gets to determine what Devin McCourty's salary is at the end. And let me tell you, the way he's paying these older veterans who aren't worth it now compared to previously is night and day. Night and day. All these guys were taking haircuts back in that first part of the dynasty. Now, all these guys get all their money, and that's a big change. And I think it's because Brady's gone and the wins are no longer guaranteed and he has to play nice with the locker room. And so that's what you're seeing.
I'm starting to wish they had been harsher with Hightower. Like, what a mistake that's looking like right now. Because he looks like a guy that's just pretty much cashing the check.
Barbara in Beverly. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hi, Babs.
I'm okay. I wanted to talk to you about the Gene Deckelhoff thing. I can't do it because I have an old lady's high voice.
Come on, give it a go, Barbara.
Come on.
I can't do it, no. But at any rate, you know who I want to win, and I know you think Mac Jones can throw it all over the field. With those receivers, and Richard Sherman is playing on Sunday. That's the rumor in Tampa Bay. I don't know. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. Have a good day.
You too, Barbara. I think you want Richard Sherman out there. He's played 5 games in 2 years, as Murray just said.
I want him out there.
He ain't going to be ready. Absolutely. I'd go after him.
Yeah.
They put him out there.
I would love to see him on the field, though.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
It'd be so much more fun with him out there.
Add another little angle to the whole thing.
Especially if he ends up picking one and taking it back.
Right.
But look, they're weak at corner. I mean, if he does play in this game, that's a sign of desperation.
Tells you all you need to know.
He just walked in there yesterday, for crying out loud. They're going to have him on the field on a Sunday night game against the Patriots 5 days later.
So, she said, I don't know about these receivers. I don't either. I don't think you got the fun bunch out there or anything. But this might, what the Tampa corners are so bad. This might be one of the few weeks all year that you actually have an advantage receiver over corner.
I feel better about them than I do the tight ends.
Absolutely.
Those tight ends.
How can you not?
All those tight ends have sucked so far.
Bob in Nantucket, what's wrong with Brady's voice? Is he sick, do you think? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, the interviews that you guys just showed indicated that he had a little crackly, weak voice. I wonder if anything's going on. You guys think anything's going on with him?
Yeah, might be. It might be. Again, what we heard, Jimmy heard, is that the team stayed at practice or at the facility last night about two and a half hours longer than they normally do. They're usually out by 4. Last night it was around 6:37 before they left the building. And our thing is that Brady was probably driving him hard and yelling at him all night. And today he woke up sounding like Alfalfa or Mac Jones.
I said, my throat's more tired than my arm.
I'm serious. He sounded like crap.
He did.
So it's either that, he threw his voice out yelling at the team on a late practice, or he's sick.
Yeah, I hope it's the yelling.
Me too.
I hope it's the yelling. In fact, as you were saying, they stayed two and a half hours late. They usually leave at 4. They stayed till 6:30. Arians went drinking.
He didn't stay. It was the players.
No, he was out of there. Are you kidding me?
And, Mike, for those that missed the announcement earlier, if he is sick and can't play and it's Blaine Gabbert v. Mac Jones, what's going to happen to the Felger and Maz appearance on Sunday at Gillette?
We're out. Okay. Again, Felger and Maz, Sunday, 2 to 5:30. Special appearance. This is, just in case you haven't heard, we're doing a special Sunday broadcast from Gillette. If Blaine Gabbert's playing, that broadcast is out, and they're going to have to round up McTakey or whoever, and they're going to do the show.
Yeah, I don't know if you're kidding. I'm not going.
No, there's no shot.
There's no need to.
Forget about it.
I'm not going.
Ryan in Providence, you got something for us on the Decker off?
This is Gene Decker off from Tampa Bay. We're going to come fire the Canes. We're going to fire the Canes and put New England chowder all over Bill's $25 million a year face, and the rest of New England can slurp that up. Bucks win.
Yes, this is what we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate it.
Oh, like, I hated it.
I hated it.
Well, so here's the thing, though, Mike, because, again, we're taking qualifiers at 2:30, 3:30, 4:30, 5:30. If that's the first one that gets through.
Out.
Yeah?
If that's all we got, we're keeping the tickets ourselves.
Okay.
Seriously, I think we should scalp them and then go eat dinner somewhere.
Well, I mean, seriously, we're not. That can't fly, Jeff.
I mean, it wasn't great, but, again, for a qualifier. Because, again, otherwise we're going to be like, that stinks. We take another one. There's another one that stinks?
Not good enough.
Out.
Okay.
Not good enough.
Well, there's got to be some creative people out there. I just hope they can get through on the phone.
Not good enough.
That's the thing.
I'm worried about that, too. It's a dual-pronged screening process.
All right. More pronging going on here in Felger Maz right after these words.
Boston's home for sports. Felger Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem?
No match for a little DIY duct tape.
Oops, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it. Wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel. More duct tape, a hammer. This random tool I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Felger and Mass.
I'm just going to ramble and rant for 15 minutes if you let me. I'm not joking.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, they're going to know Brady, you know, might have some tendencies or something he might look for, you know, on a certain situation. But I think Brady's knowledge of, hey, you know, all my years there in New England, when we were in trips wide receivers to the right and we motioned to the left, they like to check to this coverage. Or, hey, when you see them tap the top of their helmet, that means they're checking to quarters coverage. He's going to be, I would think New England's going to have to worry more about changing signals and little things like that, more than Brady's going to have to worry about them knowing just him. That's at least what jumps out to me. He's going to be able to be underneath the center, and he's going to hear the middle linebacker make calls or tell somebody something and go, I know what that means. I know what they're doing here. And that's where New England, in my opinion, will have to change that. You know, I've heard a lot of great quarterbacks through time talk about that. We played them so much. I got used to their calls. I kind of knew what they were doing. And that's, to me, where he does have an advantage over New England. They'll have to switch signals and be a little bit more, I think, on top of their game than maybe the other way around.
I found that commentary interesting. Chris Sims thinks Brady has the insider knowledge advantage over Belichick. I would tend to agree. And that doesn't mean it's going to, you know, it's probably going to be decided, as we're coming to learn, usually, in most cases, by the players on the field and not the coaches and this ancillary stuff. But be that as it may, the insider knowledge is a sort of interesting twist to the whole game. And I agree with Sims. I think Brady has that advantage over you.
I think Bill's great at this, though. He's got a great read on other people, understands who they are, what they want to do. Like, one of the things that was in that excerpt yesterday, they did the Patriots asked for these psychological profiles of these high achievers, you know, because I think this is how Belichick would look at it. What are the common threads? How do you get to them? You know, what makes them tick? And so now, look, against Brady, he knows all that stuff. There's got to be something, though, that Bill sees that nobody knows. You know, and when I say sees that nobody knows, something that he thinks he might be able to exploit, whether it be from watching Tom in practice, I'm not telling you I think it's going to work. I'm just telling you I think, you know, Bill's just got such a reservoir of information to pull from.
So I hope we see it. I hope we see it in action. Back to your phones. Mike in Falmouth. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys. I think we buried the lead this week. I think the lead really is that the Bucs have been exposed by the Rams. The Rams are the Buccaneers' daddy, and the Buccaneers are not as good of a team as everyone thinks that they are right now. They got beat week one by the Cowboys, but the refs forgot to throw that flag on Godwin. Week two, they let a bad Atlanta Falcons team throw 25 points on them, and it was closer than the score ended. And then last week, it's obvious. They cannot play with a physical defense that can get pressure up the middle. And they do not have a cornerback on their team. You can say Richard Sherman all you want.
Okay.
But they're going to be exposed by the good passing teams.
Are you a good passing team?
We are not, as of this moment, a good passing team. But hey, and you can laugh all you want. But the problem is we're at the beginning of our journey with this team. And if we play them tough, if we play them tight and close to like 7 points, they're the losers in this game in the long run.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, that'll be the first tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Your close loss in week four.
Well, that's what you were initially looking for, Maz, before today.
Yeah. Lay down your weapons. Yeah, keep it close. Don't get smoked. Don't get embarrassed. Take the deal. I said like a 31-13 loss and leave. That wouldn't be so bad.
Hey, caller, you better hope you're at the beginning of your journey.
Yep.
That this is a journey to somewhere and not the new normal of what you are. which is just another crappy NFL team. Okay, you better hope this is the journey. But there's no indication of that yet.
Their secondary's been wretched, yeah, and they, you know, they kind of benefited from some calls there week one against Dallas. But even last year, they got shredded by Tyreek Hill and Mahomes and the Chiefs in the regular season. It's like, oh, they got no shot. And then how'd the Super Bowl turn out?
Dude, they have talent coming out the ears, and the greatest quarterback of all time really wants it. So I don't know how that leads to being vulnerable, but I don't see it like you do.
I mean, the bottom line is if both teams play to their max capability, Tampa destroys you.
I mean, please. Lucas in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Lucas.
Tommy is expecting fire and sulfur from the stands, so how do you throw him off? Retire his jersey number at halftime, hang 12 in the rafters, and give him a red jacket all at once. He won't know what to do if he makes it through COVID protocol.
Okay, well, first order is to test that boy because he didn't sound good. So stick something up his nose and see if you can get him out with COVID.
You want to really have his head spin, say, to just have someone yell, 12 is a teen. It was a teen the whole time, huh? Who said that nonsense? His head will be spinning for 3 hours.
Oh, my gosh. If he tests positive for COVID and he can't play in this game, oh, that'll ruin my whole weekend.
I mean, are you kidding me?
And he got it from Antonio Brown. Because remember, he was out with it.
There's no way they're even testing him. Don't test him.
I agree. Don't test him.
Is
Brown still living in his house?
He says he's been vaccinated, so he's vaccinated, presumably. Yeah, I don't know either. Just don't test him. Ryan in Tewksbury. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hi. I'm a young Patriots fan. I'm 20. I'm going to the game this Sunday. I'm having trouble envisioning any other outcome than Brady beating the Pats by like 30-plus points. I think it's going to be like 48-17 bucks. I don't even know. Because you know he's going to throw for like over 400 yards. He's going to break it on a first drive, 69-yard touchdown pass to Gronk. That's what's going to break the record.
So, Ryan, I think that's what he wants. And, you know, again, he's there late last night with the entire team, keeping him there late because he wants to come in here and hang 50. So use that against him. Keep your safeties back. Lay off. Dare him to run the ball. He ain't going to get to 50 handing it off to Leonard Fournette. So tempt him to hand off to Leonard Fournette. And he'll probably do it.
Yeah, he would do it, I think. And the other thing is, let's face it.
But still, like, the, you know, to take that versus him airing it out with all those receivers that he's got.
Yeah, and whether you're playing 8 defensive backs or not, they're probably going to be able to run on you. I mean, you haven't stopped anybody else.
We've got Mark in Rhode Island. Yes, Mark, on the Wickersham book. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Just wanted to touch on a couple things. What are your thoughts on Mac Jones finishing the season? I noticed every time he gets sacks, he looks like an 80-year-old guy, and he can't get up. It's almost like he needs a life alert. And secondly, I just want to talk about how fraudulent the Patriots fans are. A couple years back when Seth Wickersham came up with that article, they all thought it was all fake, and I feel like that was the first glimpse of this ending badly. So I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think people are just in denial with how it ended here and what was going on here. They've been in denial from day one.
Especially when that first glimpse ended up being 100% true.
I mean, it's just like...
I mean, come on.
It's
state
just...
State your sources, Ricochet.
It's just this insufferable baby fanboy barstool sort of thing that's taken hold with all the teams. But boy, it started with the Patriots and defend the wall. Oh, God. Spare me. Seth was right. It was coming to an end. It was coming to an end sooner than you thought. It wasn't going to end well. They were at odds, and it happened. It was a fact.
I would tell those people the same thing I'm telling the Patriots. Lay down your weapons and take the beating.
And Brady was screwing around with the balls. In terms of Mac Jones taking it through the season, I don't think he makes it through at this rate.
Me neither.
No
shot.
The beating he took against the Saints?
No shot.
I mean, I give the kid credit. He hung in there as well as he could. He's ripping off the knee brace, staying in there. I think his knee's messed up. I think he's got something in there. And like Brady playing the last couple of years with an MCL, you can play with that thing. I think he's playing with something like that.
I bet you it's similar to that.
Yeah. And so tough, but he ain't going to make it. No way he's going to make it.
No shot. No shot. But the beating he's taken, again, in the pocket, only two quarterbacks in the league have been hit more than him.
Okay, folks, the Decker off is tomorrow, not today. Just so you know, James in New Hampshire, but you want to practice?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. His comment line said he did. Spencer in Georgia, you want to practice?
This is Gene Deckerhoff holding it like a pizza heading north on the Atlantic Coast Current coming into the Boston Harbor. You know what can kill a couple of ladies with gray hair and muskets? How about three decks of cannons on a man-o-war ship? Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, And holy guacamole, here's a score prediction. We got Ryan Suckup missing his last field goal, making it 69-0 up in Boston.
So it got stronger as it went along because he named players. He did the holy guacamole.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah, 5.
2.
4.5 is what I was going to say.
Yeah, it was clean. It was pretty clean for the most part, right?
It didn't sound like him.
Right. You know, that sounded like a pro wrestler. Again, just go do some homework on YouTube. Put in Gene Deckerhoff.
He sounds like a jovial Santa Claus type of thing. He's always laughing at everything he says, even if it's something terrible. I just took a shower. I found a lump. Oh, no. I should see my doctor.
Like, everything's funny to Gene Deckerhoff.
That was good. Now, see, like, that would have been a winner, folks. Chuck in the car. Go.
Here we are in New England, the cradle of American history, the home of the Patriots. Boston was the site of an historic Boston Tea Party. Now we have the bus here.
Chuck, I'm letting you go.
It's not a tour guide off.
I give that a 2.5.
Oh, we're on the Freedom Trail. Oh.
Listen to him.
Yeah, we drove down Hanover Street. Right there's Preco. You come up here, you take a right. There's 93. You can see the Sacred Bridge over there too.
I still like the first one, George Washington. Famous Bostonian George Washington.
We play the calls all the time. Murray does it all the time. Okay.
So, Gene, do you have any opening day, any free kickoff rituals that you go through?
I want to see Rob Gronkowski with his helmet on. And
okay, I'm with you on that.
Catching touchdown passes from the great one, Tom Brady. But, no, I didn't get a haircut for today's ball game. But he looked mighty good. I mean, he'll take his helmet off after he scores 2 touchdowns tonight.
Just like he did in the Super Bowl, right?
Holy Gronkowski. Holy Gronkowski.
Okay, so there's the real Gene Deckerhoff.
Laughing at everything.
Yeah.
On my way to Raymond James to call the game today. Saw an orphanage burning down. Holy guacamole, it was terrible, but I'm here for the game. Bucks win.
Gene Deckerhoff, play-by-play man for the Bucks. Thank you so much for spending some time here with us. We appreciate it.
All right, Red, go Bucks!
Fire the cannon. All right, let's see.
you pretty much have to fire the cannons. It's almost a given. Right? Yeah. Almost a requirement. It's like in figure skating.
Fire those cannons! Keep firing them!
See, that guy's was good.
That was the entry from yesterday, but he's like, I'm not going to bother calling in. He put it together. That's a winner.
In figure skating, they have compulsories.
Yeah.
You know, like you have to do like the figure eight or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So like, fire the cannons. Maybe guacamole. I don't know. There's a few compulsory elements to this.
Cannons.
Yeah, Phil, I'd rather talk about George Washington, Paul Revere, and Ted Kennedy.
More of your calls, wrapping up with your calls and emails on the game. And we're just sampling the Deckerhoff off a little bit here after Big Jim Murray's update.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Felger and Mass.
Number one, because they know how to build winning relationships.
Ooh, isn't the show so great when you're not there, Felger? Yeah, I got a ton of those. I sent those.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Emotions are a good thing and a bad thing, and you just have to learn how to control them. And it's hard when you play with a lot of passion and stuff, but you just want to kind of be like an Iceman, just nice and smooth, calm, cool, and collected. So you just got to keep your eye on what's important and focus on that. And highs, lows, doesn't matter. Just I can do a better job of that, and I've worked really hard to do that. And well, the older guys on our team do a good job of just staying steady and just slowly let things happen.
There's the Iceman himself. It's hard to have all that confidence. He just doesn't sound great at the podium.
Okay, he's a, you know, he's just, the only word I can keep using is green. He's so green. I mean, he's so young, and he talks about these things like he knows, but he doesn't. And the other thing is, as you talk about that ability to perform under pressure, and I don't know how much you can teach it. I mean, you can get better at it, but to, you know, did anybody teach Brady it, or did Brady just have it from day one? Like, that's a hard, there aren't many people that can do it to the level that some of these guys have done it.
The tonality of Brady's voice really has never changed. Like, go listen to him, like a 60 Minutes interview with Steve Croft from, you know, 2004. It's basically the same as it is now, just in terms of tonality. Like, I don't know, maybe because this kid's so young, like, his voice will drop a little bit, but for now, it's, I'm not as scared of the ghosts in the closet because I'm the Iceman and I can freeze them and stuff. Like, it just sounds like a young lad.
Oh, it's true. Don't forget the in stuff, Murray. That's exactly right.
The passion and stuff. So, yeah, that's your guy. Meanwhile,
a lot of passion and stuff.
Passion and stuff. the other one, the other quarterback, doesn't sound so hot. If you haven't, if you're just tuning in, Brady sounds like he's sick, or it sounds like crap. Again, this is Brady. It's just play number six, Jimmy, if you could, please, from Brady today down in Tampa.
Is the hoarseness in your voice? You yelling over the piped in voice?
Yeah, that was loud today. So I don't know, I've had a few of these days. I don't know what the deal is, so I got to try to figure this out. I said my throat's more tired than my arm. Imagine that.
We went through this during the summer.
Same thing. I know. It came back. I know. Very strange. Something must be a little up. I know. I can't explain it.
So, something not right there.
Yeah, who keeps asking those questions? Is that the ESPN woman there?
I think so.
Jenna Lane.
Yeah.
He clearly likes her.
I was going to say, Maz, what are you sniffing there?
No, like,
what
no. I mean, he plays the game with her. They'll banter back and forth, so he clearly likes her. So, you got to read her a little more closely now. I mean, clearly. Like, he's playing that banter. She even made a joke about him being hydrated, the whole thing.
Well, to be fair, he always had, like, that really good rapport with Karen Garigian here.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
And you know, when she would call him, he's like, hey, Karen. As opposed to any of the other slobs out there.
But it's not just the ladies. He's good with everyone who covers the team. He's excellent with Curran and Reese and me way back in the day. Like, the guys that cover the team, he's good with. He always has been. Bedard said it the other day, like, no, that's... that's a strength of his.
Yeah, I can, you know, I think Bedard said, you know, he always liked dealing with him and liked him. And I can see where Brady would come off like that. So all the joking aside, I think he's been screaming at his team. I think that's why his voice is gone. In fact, I would hope he's been screaming at his team. They haven't played well all year. There's just so much damn talent. I don't know how the Patriots keep up with it.
Here's Elizabeth down in South Carolina. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I just wanted to touch on briefly Bill Belichick's vindictive spirit. I know it's been talked about a lot, and I was wondering if that will maybe help or hurt our chances this weekend winning, and if he doesn't congratulate Brady on the all-time pass record, will that really define his legacy and reputation?
No. His legacy as an a-hole is already firmly established, so no. He could be a jerk in this game, and it's not going to enhance or anything, or he could be nice in this game, and I don't think it's going to impact it at all. He's not going to congratulate him during the game on the record. After the game, if there's not a real embrace, I mean, you'll really know something's up there. I mean, I'd be stunned if these two don't just play act for the end of the game and all those cameras. They have to.
Yeah, I would think so, too. I think, you know, I'd be willing to bet that one side has reached out to the other in some capacity. How do you want to handle the post game?
And absolutely.
I bet you they orchestrate the whole thing.
All right, Paul in Maine. Decker off. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call on the Decker off. I'll keep it short and sweet. Tommy's going to spank Bill's pasty white behind. Fire the cannons. Bucks win. Bucks win. Oh.
Okay.
Better.
4.5, 5.
4.75. Exactly.
Yeah, but again, it was a more I was a more earnest attempt. You know, again, he came prepared. It was relatively clean. He didn't do a great voice imitation, but that's all right.
4.75.
At least he didn't drop a George Washington in there. Jesus.
Head of North Attleboro, go.
George Washington.
Murray. Yeah, I'm sorry about you, and but what I really need to hear. Excuse me. Instead of hearing firing the cannons, we got to hear Maz do our impression.
Okay.
Three.
Yeah. I don't have the pipes for it.
I mean, you've never even attempted. I don't do any, but it's the only one I've ever attempted. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
Fire the cannons.
Right.
Holy guacamole.
Yeah, maybe I'll try to rehearse one for tomorrow. I'm not doing it now.
Come on, Maz.
Fire the cannons. Fire the cannons. Holy guacamole.
See? That's...
the Bucks win. Bucks win.
Yeah. See,
he's already got it.
Right. That's better than anything we've heard today on these phones.
Absolutely.
First half, early of the second half. And then the cannons come.
Cannons.
Fire them. Keep on firing them.
Jake in New Hampshire. Go ahead, please.
I just wanted to say, start off with Brady. I sure hope that his voice is hurting him from him yelling at the team, and I hope that they come in here and they spank Belichick from one end zone to the other. And that's about all I had. Thanks.
Okay, babe. Thanks for the call.
It said Decker Hoffoff.
His comment line did say Decker Hoffoff.
It did, totally.
But it's okay. Let's do an email today. Jimmy, why don't we satisfy the Mimecast people,
yeah, please?
It's the Mimecast email of the day.
Here we go.
Dear Felga, I really hate you.
I hate this show.
And I think Maz is a boob.
I don't like Jimmy and Billy and Murray either.
Mimecast email of the day. Send one to Felger at 985thesportshub.com.
Email today is protected by Mimecast, M-I-M-E, Mimecast. Safeguard your organization against phishing, business email compromise, and risks of ransomware. Visit Mimecast.com, Mimecast.com, to protect your business from all the funkiness and funny business on the interwebs. This is not a nasty email, and this is a little corny, but what can I tell you? I'm a sucker for things like this. Richard writes in and quotes Mark Twain. He says, "Give a man a reputation as an early riser, and that man can thereafter sleep until noon." Which is sort of like...
Yeah, once a reputation is forged, you can get away with anything.
Right? First impressions stick, and no matter what you do to break them, you're always considered what your first thing is.
Correct.
Right? So, he says, Bill Belichick has been called a genius for so long that people don't realize that he has not only lost a step, but has stopped even trying. So, I don't know about that second part, but once you win early, like Patrick Mahomes is... a winner, and he's going to be considered a winner until he doesn't win for a long, long stretch. But
they already call him Baby Goat,
right? So it's like that first impression. Give a man a reputation as an early riser, and that man can thereafter sleep until noon.
Correct. Yeah, it's a good point. I told you, and I think that Bill, this whole idea that, you know, Bill will get them out of it, Bill will fix it, that, you know, they respond well in this situation, as Paul Perillo said yesterday. Who is they? They who? The Patriots from 15 years ago? So, like, people do. They rely on this whole thing with Bill, and the fact is we haven't seen it in a while.
Okay, and then there's one right next to it. I'll just mention this here. Brian writes in, Felger, that was some good funny stuff today with Zoe on the crossover. And then he goes on to explain what I came on a little bit because I heard driving in, Zoe has never been to a football tailgate.
It's unbelievable. This blew my mind.
It's unbelievable.
Is that, like, the most insane thing you've ever heard?
Yeah, unbelievable. I mean, absolutely unbelievable.
And Artie said he didn't even like him, which, like, I find un-American. I came and called him communists. Like, are you people in communist China?
That'd be like me saying I've never been to a dispensary. It just doesn't make sense. He's like a party guy that loves beers.
So Hardy doesn't want to sit around and drink all day. If you don't want to do that, I get it, because that's what you do at tailgate. So, like, I get it with Hardy, kind of-ish. Zoe has never been to a tailgate at a football game.
Yeah, blows me away.
I mean... A tugboat right up his alley.
Yes, no, no. In fact, it was invented for him. I think it's perfect for a guy like Zoe.
Talk about food, drink beer. Now, he does have to sit in one place. This is as we broke it down further. That does mean he has to stand there for a little bit. And as we know, Zoe can't stand anywhere for more than 12 minutes at a time, and that's being generous.
Right. I was going to say more. I thought you were going to say 12 seconds.
I mean, he has got it bad, man. He cannot sit still.
No, but again, even in the tailgate situation,
you get to roll around a little bit.
Yeah. And people chuck a football around, too. Like, that's right up Zoe's alley.
Take your Bud Light and walk. Or your cigar and walk. Or your weed and walk. And then walk back. That's the whole thing. You're not confined to a room. So it actually does work for you.
You get to yell and no one's going to be mad about it. You go play some cornhole. You get a good fall day with this. Oh, it's the balls.
I was borderline offended when
right.
I heard it.
Yeah, I agree. I was stunned by this.
I found it offensive.
Might be the most stunning thing we've ever heard on the air here in 12 years.
So that should be the next contest. Take Zoe to a tailgate.
Ooh, I like that.
And make
that.
Him stay.
Seriously, and make him sit still for a little bit, but he doesn't even have to. Go to visit other people with cars, whatever. Well, walk through the parking lot. You don't have to sit still. But he's got to experience that.
Oh, that'd be a good charity item. You get to go to a tailgate with Scott Zolak.
Pop his
fire in a cannon.
Pop his tailgate cherry. All right, so there's that. Final word comes your way next.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go.
Go
on the Sports Hub app.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect. Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Nope.
No one.
All right, first up, after hearing Bill Belichick yesterday take credit for the Tampa offense last year when Brady and the Bucs won the Super Bowl, and then Bruce Arians firing back that Bill bit from him, you, Mike Felger, have determined that you hate all the baby head coaches.
These freaking coaches.
Yeah.
You know, Bill's not the only one, so this is my developing opinion or my follow-up. Bill ain't the only one that carries himself like this. These freaking coaches.
They're all babies.
Oh, they're such insecure babies, Murray, aren't they?
They really are.
They're all geniuses, every one of them.
Oh, my God.
That was in his stuff. That was my stuff. I'm the one that should get credit for that. That's all that is.
What we're learning is that none of you really matter. It's not you. And believe me, I've made the mistake of thinking it is. But it's really not. It's not you. But, yeah, no, Bill, 100% running our stuff. Well, as it evolved here, yeah, it's so obvious. I could call out all the plays. They're all our plays. Yeah, 100%. It's us. And Bruce says, well, yeah, that's because they've been copying me. They've been pulling up my stuff all this time. Yeah, you ask them, what film do they pull up on Monday to copy? That's me. They've been copying me. It's like, oh, my God, you guys get over yourselves. None of you matter. But it's like, oh, there's these small schmenzered coaches with these inferiority complexes and insecurities. Like, no, it's my credit. No, well, we practiced that on Friday. Well, you know, I have one of the great Super Bowl plays in Super Bowl history on my resume. So why are you asking me? It's like, all you guys, please. sums it up.
Yeah,
yeah,
it really
exactly.
Does.
Yeah, the egos on those guys are off the charts.
And if you missed it, Maz has now referenced it a couple of times. This ahead of the Decker Hoff off tomorrow on an agenda-free Friday in Felgren. Maz again, qualifiers 2:33, 2:34, 2:35, 2:30. This is what we're not looking for.
All right. John Dickenhoff here, and the New England Patriots, home of George Washington, Paul Revere, Ted Kennedy. I want to hear them cannons fly. Go Tampa Bay.
Okay. What was the name, too? He didn't even say Gene Deckerhoff.
John.
And John Dickenhoff here.
Dickenhoff, yeah. It's not Deckerhoff, not yeah. Dickenhoff.
So John Dickenhoff here, so and the New England.
While unintentionally hilarious, that one wouldn't fly.
No, no definitely Revere. Not.
Ted Kennedy. I want to hear them cannons fly. Go Tampa.
Mount Rushmore. It's George Washington, Paul Revere, and Ted Kennedy.
George Washington, Paul Revere, Ted Kennedy.
First guy has nothing to do with Boston.
None. Yeah. Zero.
Zero. The last guy is, I guess, relevant.
Also a little bit of a gap between Paul Revere and Ted Kennedy.
No, we just skip right over the 1800s.
About 200 years.
Yeah, there's no reason to stick around.
200 years later.
George Washington, Paul Revere, Ted Kennedy.
He's a liberal lion. Like Brady's going to come back and roar on Sunday night. Give me the tickets.
Falcon. Yeah, the last lion.
All right, so tomorrow, the Decker off. Soucy, Gasper, Seth Wickersham will join us in the 5 o'clock hour.
Nice.
5 o'clock hour. So he was supposed to do an hour, but I was just thinking the Decker off is at 5:30 and then the final word. So we'll let him go at 5:30. I don't know if he needs to stick around and see that nonsense.
No, good point. Yeah, good point.
So we'll do a couple segments with Seth tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Unless he wants to enter.
No, unless he wants in.
Unless he wants to participate.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Otherwise, that comes your way tomorrow. Should be an eventful day, final day of Brady Week. And remember, Felger and Maz Sunday from Gillette Stadium. So we will do a Felger and Maz program Sunday at 2 o'clock from Gillette. So there's that as well.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.